A couple new wasp species have been named after a couple of tennis legends, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal.
Thanks.
Oh, huh. Yeah. Why'd they get wasps?
Wasp, I would take a wasp. I mean, there's like the new slug. I don't want that. New mushroom, but at least a wasp. No one loves them, but they're still cool, right?
You're talking about the insect.
Yes, the insect.
I don't know, man. I hate them. They sting you.
What? Okay. You get an insect or amphibian or snake or spider. Those seem to be the ones where they start naming them after people. What are you taking? Right? They're going to, hey, we discovered 15 new species. Ted, just pick, what do you want? Do you want the really cool spider? Do you want the insect?
Tell you what, while we're on the subject.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Organisms named after famous people. You could say these two men are pretty flies for a couple white guys. Yeah. Paul Allen and Bill Gates both had flies named after them. Aristolus Gatesy and Aristolus Alleni. The Latin root name for flower flies endemic to Costa Rica. I wonder what their acceptance speech sounded like. I bet the audience is really buzzing.
VD's got the joke. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you guys what the organism is, and let's see if you can guess, because they really code these things up.
So you're going to give us the name of the celebrity
I'm going to give you the name of this organism, and you're going to see if you can guess the celebrity.
Based on the name, because it's somewhere in the name.
That's right.
All right, follow you.
So back in 2020, there was a snake that was named Arthuris Hetfieldi.
James Hetfield?
James Hetfield got his own snake named after
him. Okay. I was hoping to be a porn star.
There is a brittle star there, Miles, that was named back in 2019. They called it Astrosambra Rammsteinensis.
Rammstein,
that's correct. That's wild. What in the world's a brittle star? Anybody know what a brittle star is?
A brittle.
Is?
Don't know.
I'm going to Google that right now. Does it say an insect or something?
No, it just says a brittle star.
I'll tell you what. I don't know when they're coming back to the States. Go see Rammstein.
Jay saw him.
Everybody I know.
Starfish.
In Ireland.
It is, okay.
Yeah, everybody I know that's ever seen him in person is like, I don't care if you like the music, just the stage show itself.
Okay.
Like, go see him.
I want to go see Rammstein, dude. I think that'd be awesome. There was a worm back in 2020 named Aracidia Peartii.
Neil Peart.
Oh, wow. got his own worm.
Yes. You're one of the greatest rock drummers ever. So right. We're going to name a worm after
you. You should have like a woodpecker.
They call you the professor.
Right.
Someone keeps time and beats.
Yeah. How about this? You might encounter this spider that was named back in 2012. Aptostichus pendulettii.
Oh, Pendula. Or Penn and Teller, maybe.
Like, do you think that they had any hand at all in naming their own bug?
No.
No, I think they reach out to you. I think these organizations say, look, as a fan of your act or whatever it is, I'm an entomologist or whatever it is I study.
Sure.
And sure, you know, in that one case, it's a worm, but we'd really like to name it after you. I mean, I would do it.
You know what I would want? I would want a species of turtle. I just like turtles, dude. They're right. Badass creatures. If
it was a rock or a fossil, like, you know, William Shatner could have some fossilized poop.
Hey.
You think that turtle?
Yeah.
All the animals out there, you're going turtle.
Dude, they're easygoing, go with the flow. Hard-shelled individuals.
I think I'm going corgi.
You want
a sloth,
of the corgi?
You know, like something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you'll get there. Like all your friends that are late.
The Montgomery corgi.
Yeah, exactly. Name a sloth after your late friend.
Oh, right.
The guy shows up 20 minutes, half hour.
The Jolene sloth.
Slothus Parkus.
Was he on time today? Oh, the weekend?
I'm here. He was later than he said he'd be. Castle says, hey, man, he's going to meet us here around 5:30. Then he's like, update, 7:30. Our friend Batman.
Oh, 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours.
I mean, that's in his window.
Oh, yeah.
That is in his window.
You know where I always see him on time? Sporting events.
Yes. My man will be there on time for a sporting event.
Back in 2012, there was a spider that was called Aptostichus bonoi.
Bono?
I got a spider.
It wears sunglasses.
That's right.
Bono.
Bono. Bono got a doggone spider. Good for him. There was a spider back in 2012, Aptostichus Barack Obama. So creative.
It's a spider?
Like, yeah, it's a spider.
Okay, folks. I'm going to build a web. We're hoping to catch... insects in it, and then I'm going to eat them. I'm sucked the guts right on the side of my body.
We're going to change the bug population here. Take them all out.
Set up right outside the kitchen window.
Just as creative, back in 2008, Aptos Stitches Angelina Jolie.
It got big all ass right, lips. All right.
Another spider. Just a big lip spider.
And it has lots of children that were not originally hers.
Oh, it just adopts a bunch she of little
she takes
spider
eggs,
babies.
Yeah, from other.
This is an African species.
That way I look point. Better yeah. to people.
I'm a savior, you see.
We just pick up shop in Brad Pitt's house.
Now we don't like his web.
There was a wasp back in 2014 that was named Eliodes. I believe that's how you say that. Eliodes Stewarti.
Stewarti. Patrick Stewart?
Not Patrick Stewart.
Somebody
Stewart is the last name.
Stewart is the last name.
Not Kristen Stewart.
John Stewart.
Oh, John Stewart.
Stewart
okay.
got his own wasp. Look at there.
He's got a wasp, dude.
Another wasp. At the Eliodes. I can't say the genus of these things. Shakurai.
Oh, for Shakira.
Shakira.
Did anybody see her last
wasp.
Night?
I no. saw stills.
Yeah. She's doing her thing.
That's a crime with Shakira. It can't be a still, dude. It's got to be a video.
I agree. But if you shake your head back and forth, it's kind of the same thing. Dude, I hooked up with this chick in Costa Rica, and I thought she was a very hot chick. We did her thing. She did not speak English. I did not speak Spanish. It was perfect because there's no conversation, in other words.
Indeed.
Anyway, turns out she looked just like Shakira. But understand, Shakira had not broken yet. So I am at a store years later, and there's like a People magazine in the magazine section, and they had Shakira, and I thought for a moment it was her.
Oh, God.
It was weird, man. So I opened it up. I'm like, okay, this is not the same chick.
Oh, God. See.
There was a beetle back in 2002 that was named Agra Kate Winslete.
No, that's subtle.
Kate you should Winslet? Name it after an actual beetle.
A beetle, like Ringo Starr.
Yeah, Ringo Starr, but whatever.
There's got to be beetles already named
yeah,
after the Beatles.
I believe that there is a beetle that was named after Ringo.
I would hope so.
But you have to spell it like the Beatles did.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see here. There's a wasp. Adelius.
Another wasp.
Adelius Adeli. Oh.
Could have had it all.
Yeah. How about
however you say that first word. But you're right. There is a beetle named Pythagomus the Beatles.
The Beatles?
Just yeah. the Beatles?
Really? Oh, come on.
I don't want to split the fate.
Yeah, man, no.
I got it. How about the wasp back in 2020? Acrotaphus Jackie Chan eye.
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Jackie Chan.
There's a few rock-inspired ones here. The spider, Actinopus Anselmo eye.
Phil Anselmo.
All right. There was Actinopus Resneri.
Trent Reznor.
It's just angry.
And then back in 2020, Actinopus Cornelli.
Oh, nice.
Chris Cornell got himself a spider.
Awesome.
And then I'm gonna say this is number one because these are in no particular order, but this is the number one organism that has been named after a celebrity, and I'm only doing this for one strict reason. Agaporomorphous Colberti.
All right, Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert. That man has so many bugs. He has got a beetle. He's got a starfish.
Really?
He's got a wasp. He's got a spider. Stephen Colbert has so many organisms that are named after him. That's why I put him there at number one, because as I'm going down the list, you can find the full list on Wikipedia, and he's just one right after the other.
A lot of those talk show guys have that. So, like, whether it's, you know, Jimmy Fallon's late night snack ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it's John Oliver's sewer treatment plant. Yeah. Those guys seem to find a way to put their names on
it. Hey, we got
a
beer.
Just as you mentioned that, Miles, I'm going on this Wikipedia page, and there's a ribbon worm that's called Carcinomertes Conan O'Brien.
Okay. I mean, exactly.
They get their way in there.